January 31st, 1901. Jesus explains the greatness of the virtue of patience. As I was in my usual state, my sweet Jesus was not coming. Then, after much waiting, I saw him for just a little, and he told me, "My daughter, patience is superior to purity, because without patience, the soul easily unbridles, and it is difficult for her to maintain herself pure. And when a virtue has need of another virtue in order to have life, the second one is called superior to the first. Even more, it can be said that patience is custody of purity. Not only this, but it is stairway to ascend to the mounting of fortitude, in such a way that if one went up without the stairway of patience, he would fall immediately from the highest point to the lowest. In addition to this, patience is seed of perseverance, and this seed produces branches called firmness. Oh, how firm and stable in the good she has started is the patient soul! She pays no heed either to rain or to frost or to ice or to fire, but all her attention is on bringing to completion the good she has started. In fact, there is no greater foolishness than that of one who today does some good because he likes it, and tomorrow he neglects it because he finds no more pleasure in it. What would one say of an eye that at one hour possesses sight and at another is blind? Or of a tongue that now speaks and now is mute? Ah, yes, my daughter, patience alone is the secret key to open the treasure of virtues. Without the secret of this key, the other virtues do not come out to give life to the soul and to ennoble her.